Judith Powell is a 58-year-old female who was involved in a motor vehicle accident on March 8, 2022. She was the seat-belted front seat passenger when a bus T-boned her car. It was T-boned on the right side of the vehicle. She was taken by ambulance to Bellevue Hospital, had a workup, and was discharged. Subsequent to that, she had treatment as outlined in the detailed review of records. She reports she underwent physical therapy and subsequently underwent left knee arthroscopy followed by right knee arthroscopy and had therapy after that period. Currently, she is discharged from physical therapy, but she may return to do physical therapy in August per her report. For the right elbow, she did physical therapy. For the cervical spine and lumbar spine, she did physical therapy and injections. Paragraph, her current symptoms are that the cervical spine has occasional pain, the lumbar spine has constant pain, the right elbow has occasional pain, the left knee has occasional pain and buckles, the right knee has constant pain with a visual analog score of 7 to 8. Paragraph. Physical examination per the intake paperwork. Paragraph. Impression: 1, cervical spine strain resolved; 2, lumbar spine strain resolved; 3, right elbow contusion resolved; 4, right knee strain resolved; 6, left knee sprain resolved. Paragraph. Discussion: the cervical spine sustained a strain. She was treated appropriately with physical therapy and injections. She has occasional symptoms. Objectively, there are no on physical exam today, there are no objective findings. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine injury has resolved. No further treatment is necessary. There's no permanency to this injury. Paragraph. With regard to the lumbar spine. The lumbar spine sustained a strain. There were no and it was treated with physical therapy and injections. She reports subjective pain that is constant. On examination today, there are no objective findings. The claimant has completed physical therapy. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, there's no the lumbar spine strain has resolved. There's no further need for treatment, and there's no permanency to this injury. Paragraph. The right elbow injury was likely a contusion. She reports subjective intermittent pain. On examination today, there's no objective findings. The imaging studies independently reviewed also demonstrates no significant findings. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right elbow injury has resolved. No further treatment is needed, and there's no permanency to this injury. Paragraph. The right knee injury was a non-specific injury. On objective, independent review of the MRI did not reveal any structural abnormalities related to the menisci. There was some mild chondromalacia noted of the patellofemoral compartment on the independent review of the images. The review, there was one page of correction. There were six images of arthroscopic knee surgery provided. In these images, there was no evidence of a medial meniscus tear appeared. There was, however, medial femoral condyle full thickness chondral loss depicted appeared. There's also a posterior lateral tibial plateau focal chondral injury depicted appeared. There's also a radiofrequency wand ablating an unknown area of the articular cartilage, which appears fairly normal appeared. The claimant reports ongoing subjective pain, which is constant appeared. On objective examination today, there's no objective findings appeared. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the claimant has reached maximal medical improvement. There appears to be some pre-existing osteoarthritic changes in her knee appeared. There's no further treatment necessary for the accident-related injury appeared. Her pre-existing condition may warrant further treatment in the future, but that is unrelated and not causally related to the accident appeared. Paragraph, the left knee also underwent knee arthroscopy and meniscectomy per the report. There are no images provided of the arthroscopic procedure appeared. MRI review did not reveal any meniscal pathology, but some mild chondromalacia appeared. On examination today, there are no objective findings, although the claimant reports intermittent subjective complaints of pain referring to the left knee appeared. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left knee injury has fully resolved. No further treatment is necessary. There does not appear to be any correction. There is no permanency to this injury appeared. A transcription is inserted into the discussion of the cervical spine. Objective image, insert this right before the statement of there's no objective evidence on examination. On MRI of the cervical spine reviewed independently by this examiner, there is a disc bulge at C4-5 encroaching upon the left neural foramen appeared. However, there are no examination findings consistent with symptoms related to that period. Also add to the lumbar spine, again after the no objective findings on exam, right before the no objective findings before the exam statement, that the MRI of the lumbar spine reviewed independently by this examiner did not reveal any significant foraminal narrowing or spinal cord or canal stenosis appeared. There were disc bulges noted at the lower levels of the spine at L4-5 and L5-S1 appeared. Also, transcription is please add the EMG findings to the cervical spine and lumbar spine, please. Thank you, and